across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
She's just a girl, but she's on fire.
Ah, that was Alicia Keys there with Girl on Fire. And I thought that was an appropriate one here because I'm welcoming my guest, Keely Walker. Good afternoon, Keely.
Hi.
And how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Lovely to see you. And you've got your producer with us, Brian, as well, in case he wants to chip in anything at any point. But he's going to stay quiet unless he has something burning he wants to say.
Right.
So tell me a little bit about yourself. So you're not from around here, are you?
I'm not. I'm actually born in Arkansas, but I live in Tennessee.
Okay, and you're over here, I believe, at the moment on a school's tour, you were telling me.
I am. I've been on a school tour. We got here March 2nd, and we've been going school to school just around the UK. And today was actually my last show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And today was the one at Wisbeach, wasn't it? Which is we count, it's in our county, but it's still quite far away from here, isn't it? So Thomas Academy. Thomas Clarkson Academy, sorry, I'll get the name right. And you saw them this morning. And,
I did.
And did you sing one song or did you do
no.
a whole set?
I do a whole set.
Oh,
for
excellent.
15 minutes, and then we do a little Q&A for another 15 or 10. And then we do a like meet and greet kind of.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And I pass out autographed cards that
oh,
has
very
my
nice.
Socials. And
so
stuff
I
like.
Didn't realise that this was a thing. Do lots of artists do this now? Is that...
Yeah. Yeah,
and so lots of schools happy to see you.
Yeah,
I guess it's a nice different thing for them for the school, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, and so tell me what's been your because I have to tell people because they can't see you. You're very young, aren't you?
I am.
Are you 15?
I am.
Yeah. So you're doing amazingly well for a 15-year-old, I think. And it must be really tough doing these tours because they're not easy, are they? Traveling from one place to another.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of got you started into music then?
I actually started with acting and dancing at six. I've always sung around the house, but I never really started chasing it until I was 13 when I met my music producer. And he introduced me to my team, my vocal coach, and just other, like my tour manager and all that.
Yeah, and so they sort out all the kind of...
Yeah.
The less glamorous stuff, shall we say.
But yeah, they got me into singing. I was too scared to go after it, but... I decided to not let fear in the way.
Absolutely, that's a really good thing to say. I agree. And so I believe you toured with Jason Derulo or played one of the shows at Wembley last year. Was that last year?
Yeah. So last year I was asked to join his tour. His opening act, LZ7, wanted me to be featured on one of their songs called Breakthrough.
Mm-hmm.
And I took it. Obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I was really excited. And I did three shows with them.
How did that feel?
It was good. I was really nervous because my first performance was at Wembley.
Yeah, I mean, most people start in like a little like pub or some club, and don't they, for about 10, 15 people, all your friends and family.
Mm-hmm.
You've gone really kind of started high. You've got to, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
It's quite
it
a hot.
Really big. Yeah.
Well, so it must have been, there must have been thousands of people there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you coped.
I did.
You did it.
I was really nervous, and their team was really great on encouraging me, because I was 14, and I was, like, super scared.
Yeah.
But they said that they just encouraged me and made me feel better.
Mm-hmm. And you sang with them as a band, did you? So at least you had a band around you as well.
Yeah, I wasn't by myself.
Yeah, do you tend to do shows on your own or with a band?
On my own.
Okay. And do you write any of your own songs? Or?
I do, but they're not out yet.
Okay, so you're still working on that.
Yeah, I'm a beginner at it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah, you I say you're starting high, so you've got to, you know, you've got lots of time to perfect these things, haven't you?
Yeah.
So who are your musical influences then?
I love to listen to Beyonce and J-Lo and Kalani. I love a lot of people, but...
Strong women.
Mm-hmm.
Good. That's what I like to hear. That's another good thing. So you did the school this morning, and then are you flying back this afternoon, or are you having any time to sightsee?
Actually, tomorrow we're gonna go shopping.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah, I forgot what mall, but it was. From what I heard, it was a huge mall.
Oh, very good.
But
would that be in London?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's some very big ones there, I think.
Yeah, but we fly out Sunday.
Okay, so you get a bit of downtime and time to do it. And did you get to meet Jason Derulo?
We were so busy.
Yeah, I was going to say, I wonder whether you actually don't get a chance to see each other, because your guests, you're getting ready for the performance, aren't you? So
yeah, we were so busy, but his team was amazing. His team was really good.
Excellent. So yeah, and so what's happening next then? What's next on your agenda?
Well, this school tour was one. And then there's really exciting news coming this summer that I'm going to be performing at arenas, but I can't say who.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you will let us know when you do.
I will, yeah.
Excellent. Then we can let everybody know and make sure that they can get some tickets and see you.
Right.
Yeah, that's really good. So we're going to play your new single. I'm going to say, you've got some exciting... Oh, will you be producing any more music before then? Probably, I'm guessing.
Yeah. There's an album coming out this year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
An album and some arena tours. That's brilliant. And do you fit school into this now, or is that kind of...
I do. I'm actually homeschooled.
Oh, okay.
I didn't drop out. A lot of people assume I dropped out,
No,
I didn't drop out.
So you just have to do it along the way now.
Mm-hmm.
Fit it in when you can. Well, actually...
Yeah.
That's kind of the only way, I guess, you can do it.
Yeah.
Especially if you're on the road. Yeah. Oh, well, thank you ever so much for coming in and spending some time here.
Thank you for having me.
It was really lovely. So do you want to give us a little bit of story behind this? We're going to play your new single, This Is What It's Like.
Mm-hmm.
And can you give us a little bit of background?
Yeah. So I didn't write the song,
mm-hmm.
but it's basically about that feeling that you get when you first fall in love, saying this is what it's like. And yeah, that's just the whole concept of it.
Lovely. That's brilliant. Well, thank you ever so much, Keely, for coming.
Thank
it's been
you.
A pleasure to see you. And good luck with everything. And I'll be watching your next move and what's happening at the arenas. Take care.
Thank you.
Wide awake late at night. Cross your heart, so do I. The center of my world, and it's like gravity. You pull me in and I don't ever want to leave. And everything is right just how it's supposed to be. Yeah, yeah. This is what it's like, this is what